Hello, I'm Dr. Jane, and this is another 10-minute positive mental health podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about a lady that I've seen. I'm going to illustrate this lady that I'm going to call Diana. And she is quite typical of a lot of people I've seen over the years because she was struggling with a relationship breakup, a long-term relationship breakup. She'd been together with her boyfriend for quite some time. They'd been together through education, and they were outside of London, but they'd moved down to London. And completely, she said, completely out of the blue, he dumped her. He suddenly said the relationship is over. He doesn't want to go on anymore. And he was moving out. He was moving in with his parents because he just didn't want to be with her anymore. She said, when we looked at this, we looked a little bit of the background, and he'd been doing some professional exams that took a long time to do, took a lot of his energy, took a lot of his time. And she was basically supporting him through that. And the moment that he got his qualification and therefore got his really good job at the end of it, he literally just said, you know, he was basically saying to her, you've been useful, you're no longer useful, I'm entering to the new chapter of my life, and you're not part of that. And not unsurprisingly, Diana was completely devastated. This has happened in all sorts of forms with some of the people I've seen. You know, you're no longer pretty enough or young enough, or you've had the children and brought them up. I don't believe that we have a future together. And she was just stuck, completely stuck, because this guy had been her life for many, many years. As I say, they'd been together since they were school kids. And she was just completely stuck. She was depressed. She was anxious. You know, she'd been quite an outgoing person. She'd had lots of friends. She'd been getting on with her life. And what she needed to do was she needed to just give herself time, but not too much. Not too much that she ended up dwelling on it, but to speak about what had gone on for her. And when we spoke about her background, where she had come from, she had loads of support. You know, her family were wild because he treated her so badly. And it turns out that she got contacted by her ex-boyfriend's sister, who said his behaviour was absolutely appalling as well. So she had lots of support. She wasn't, you know, it's not a question of who's wrong, who's right. It's not a competition. But the way he had treated her, most people thought was absolutely completely out of order. You know, people shouldn't stay in relationships if they don't want to. Nobody's making them. But there are better ways. There are healthier ways to break up. And it just left her with so much baggage, literally baggage as well, because he was the one that moved out very quickly back to his parents and left her with a flat full of stuff that had to be rented and sorted out. But she had to give herself time, and she had to initially kind of just get over that instant, instead of raging against it and trying to make it right or trying to make it completely wrong for him. She didn't go down that path. I've had people that have done that before. They want their revenge. They want that person that has hurt them to know what it's like to feel hurt. And that's not healthy, because you end up being the one being blamed. So, for instance, you know, we've got you know, a celebrity couple at the moment that have broken up, you know, out of Ant and Dec and his wife. And as much as you can see how much pain this woman is in, and what's quite gone on behind closed doors, we'll never know. But seemingly he started, you know, he's got himself quite healthy now. He's going to be forgiven. Everybody's going to be very sympathetic towards him. He's got himself a nice new girlfriend. And his ex-wife is the one that's kind of going around the world. I believe she's turned up in LA at the moment and just not looking at all well and not looking at all healthy. I mean, mentally well. And, you know, she's got to just move on from that. It's painful. It's awful. There, you know, there'd be enough talk about, oh, you know, we're squeezing you out of our little inner circle, so you're no longer part of the friendship group, you know, the surrounding friendship group. You know, this is magnetised by being a celebrity couple as well. So you're no longer part of that group. And also, was it something that you did to make him go off? That's quite a common kind of question that people will be putting on her. Because when it comes to people like celebrities, people who like them, you know, us ordinary folk that like them. We have an investment with them. We put value on them. We put kind of a sense of worth on them. So when they're doing something that is, you know, not worthy of our interest in them, we have to look at our investment in that. And 9 times out of 10, people will just kind of go, oh, it's okay. It was a blip. This was the reason that you did this. And therefore, we'll allow ourselves to carry on liking you. And that's kind of probably what's going to end up happening. And this, you know, his ex-wife is going to, Lisa, his ex-wife is probably going to be the one that, what history, you know, we look back at history, will probably be the one that ends up being blamed for it, because, you know, he's gone on to do other things. But keeping focused on the person, you know, it's Lisa in that case, it's Diana in the case that I'm talking about, keeping yourself completely, totally focused on you and your goals. They may be minor goals at the moment when you're in so much hurt. They may be minor goals. It may be as much as getting up every morning, getting yourself, you know, showered and washed and getting out there every single day, rather than that whole, you know, just I can't face the world. Because when that starts, when you get depressed and you start your low mood, you know, everyone's allowed to have a low mood when you break up, of course, it's natural. But when that starts and it starts getting insidious and it starts getting in there and it starts becoming part of your life, that is a slippery slope. So if anybody is listening to this and they've just had a relationship breakup, know that at the moment, the discomfort, the pain, the upset, the distress that you're feeling will not last. And how you help it not last is get out there, get as much support as you can. And even if you haven't got anybody close to you, or if you feel embarrassed about talking to people close to you, you know, your family, your friends, if it's too embarrassing to talk about it at the moment, then just look online, because there is going to be support out there. It might get a little bit kind of skewed and a bit wacky, but just kind of have that filter on, because there's going to be stuff out there that's going to be useful to you. So please have a look and know that you are not alone. This happens, sadly. Relationships break up for all sorts of reasons, whether it's infidelities, whether it's, you know, spent because you've been used, as in Diana's case, you know, she kind of paid the rent, did the jobs while he was out there doing his studying. Just know that, one, you're not alone, and two, you can move on from this. And you can have a really good life, and a life well lived is going to be, I don't want to use the word revenge, because we're moving on from that, but, you know, just for the sake of argument, let's say it is a life well lived by an ex-partner, you as the ex-partner, is going to be more powerful and more revenge, if you like, than one lived in the past. If you keep dwelling on what could have been, what should I have done, it is not a healthy place for anybody to be. So if you are in the throes of a relationship breakup, or you've just broken up and you're feeling wounded, it's natural to feel like that. But you will not feel like this forever. And if you do, if it's creeping over, you know, we know what's normal, a few weeks, maybe a month or so, you know, depending on the relationship, that is kind of quite normal. And it's what, you know, when I see people and they want to kind of come along and they want to talk about a relationship breakup, I'm happy to see them. But you often need a period of what we call watchful waiting. So instead of, right, let's just get straight in there to therapy and sort it all out, that's not often the healthiest thing to do. Allow yourself a couple of weeks of just processing what has gone on for you, because once you can get beyond that, you will actually see the future. At the moment, you may not be able to see the future, and it might be wrapped up in houses, and it might be wrapped up in kids, and it might be wrapped up in businesses. It's wrapped up in a lot of stuff. If people have relationships, they have a kind of a duality, they have a history there. But know that you can move on from this, and you will move on from this. It might not seem so right at the moment, but you can. And just start accessing the right support. If you can't get the stuff close to you at the moment because you don't want to, because of all the things I've said, then seriously, look online, see what's out there, because there will be stuff out there. So I hope this has been useful. This is just a very short podcast, and I just wanted to touch on relationship breakups, because it's something that thousands of people go through on a daily basis. I have been Dr. Jane. This has been a 10-minute positive mental health podcast. If you look on drjane.co.uk/podcast, podcasts. There's a whole library of stuff there that covers an awful lot of stuff, and I think you'll find some of it useful. You know, if this is the first time you've listened to one of my podcasts, have a look there, because there's going to be stuff there that's relevant for you, that's going to be useful for you, and, you know, there might even be stuff that's useful for people in your life, and that will help you as well. If you can kind of get out of that zone of just you when it comes to a relationship breakup, that's useful. And if you've got children, of course, that's entirely what you have to do, and it's capable and it's doable, and you're more capable than probably at the moment you might feel that you are. I will speak to you again very, very soon, and I hope you've got something from this podcast, and I will speak to you again very, very soon.